Well, we hear that we should age gracefully, but is it really possible? We hear it all the time, but who's going to tell us how to do it? Stay with us. We'll talk about it today on The Bravehearted Woman.
Hey, this is Dawn Damon, the Braveheart Mentor, and this is my podcast, The Bravehearted Woman. I'm here to raise the brave in you, so hit subscribe if you haven't done so. That way you'll never miss another episode. You ready? Let's get brave.
Hey, all you beautiful, brave-hearted women, welcome to this episode. I'm so glad that you are joining us. I'm here to help you with your bold, courageous living and that you'd find your brave, live your dreams, and conquer your mindset for midlife. Hey, today I have a very special guest for you, and my guest is an RN. She's an author, she's a speaker, she's a health coach, and she has her master's in health science and an MBA. And after suffering a health crisis, she began teaching and helping others learn the tools that they need so that they can reclaim their body's health, live their ideal life, their ideal weight, all the things. And her newest book, The 12 Ways to Age Gracefully, How to Look and Feel Younger, is now available. Please welcome to The Bravehearted Woman, my guest today, Susan Neal. Hi, Susan.
Oh, thanks so much, Dawn, for having me. You're just a doll.
Well, thank you for coming on. And we were talking earlier before recording that our messages are so aligned for women. We both have that same passion.
Yes.
To help women live bold and brave, but you don't want to just have a good mindset if your body isn't right. So it goes hand in hand, right?
Yeah, I was listening to your podcast show about the 5 points in your book and getting that mindset and saying, yes, I can, yes, I can, yes, I am, yes, I will. And then I was thinking, oh my gosh, your listeners, they need to get your book and get that right mindset and then get mine about, you know, how to age gracefully and the combination of the two. Wow.
Awesome.
Transformation.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's what we want to talk about today. I want to dive right into the meat of it. I do want to hear a little bit about your health crisis. So tell our listener what happened to you, and you have made a huge 180 in your own life.
Oh, yeah. 12 years ago, when I was going through menopause and all, I was just a train wreck, absolutely train wreck. So I just have compassion for those who have lost their health because I lost mine. I was 49 and I had an abscess tooth, and they didn't know it was an abscess tooth. And it just caused issue after issue. First, it was depression, an ovarian cyst, a hole in my retina, anemia, hormonal imbalance, adrenal fatigue. I mean, over like 9 months, it just went on and on and on to where I could barely get out of bed. I had to have two surgeries. The one for my eye was emergency surgery. They wouldn't let me leave the facility without having the hole in my retina lasered. And I was just a mess. Could barely get out of bed. So I used my knowledge about health science, about medicine, and I had three different doctors, and they all did as much as they could for me, but they could only bring me so far, and I had to use alternative therapies, alternative treatments to heal myself, and ultimately found I had a candida infection of the gut, and I had to resolve that. Because I was overeating, because that makes you crave sugar, refined carbohydrates, or alcoholic beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was a journey of another year to get healed. And during that time, I had just lost so much hope. Someone gave this to me for my 50th birthday, and I just did not know how special it was going to be. But I clung to this verse from Isaiah. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. Maybe you have a listener out there who can identify with that verse.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the show can help them and bring them hope.
I love that because, honestly, when someone were to look at you right now, you are so filled with vitality. You just beam with the joy of the Lord. Your skin is beautiful. Your hair is beautiful. You got a sexy little body. I mean, I'm just saying, no, you're a beautiful woman. And to think
Thank
that
you.
if you had not advocated for yourself and really done the research, you could have been a statistic of someone who just did not age gracefully, but struggled in your health and your
Yes.
body. And so I love how now you advocate for women. Your book, 12 Ways to Age Gracefully, empowers women. Listen to this list, you all, and then let's talk about it. How to boost your energy levels, how to improve your senior brain health, learn how to feel better about yourself, develop better stress management, fulfill your God-appointed purpose, renew your vigor. I mean, who doesn't want that? Okay, so you say 12 ways. What are the top three?
Well, a few of them we've all heard of. We've all heard of the diet and the exercise, but another one is the microbiome. Another one is the brain health. A lot of us, as we age, we're afraid of getting dementia or Alzheimer's, and there are contributing factors. And some of those include low vitamin levels like vitamin D and vitamin B12 that can give you symptoms. And then there's toxins, plastics, different toxins in our environment. We need to be careful of what we put on our skin. I got an app on my phone that then I can check everything that I'm using for a cosmetic to make sure it doesn't have any toxins in it. It'll give you like red, yellow, or green. For green is okay. This is fine to use. And red, you do not want to use it. Because skin is our largest organ, and whatever we put on it, it absorbs it. Dental health is very important to prevent dementia. If you get periodontal disease, that's a contributing factor. Even social isolation is a contributing factor to Alzheimer's and dementia. So we need to look, oh, also heavy metals. You know, we grew up in the time when there was the lead paint and we pumped unleaded gas and we have amalgams that are mercury filled. So I've replaced all mine to get the clear non-metal
And you're talking about in our teeth, the cavity, right?
fillings.
Filling.
Yes.
Yes, I've heard so many people who have had mercury poisoning over the years, and it took them forever to figure it out and almost lost their life. One friend of mine with the deep depression and all of the poisons. I want to go back a minute and maybe you want to comment on that too, but you said microbiome, and I think that's not something a lot of people understand. Like sometimes when we feel really bloated or there's a lot of like acid reflux, that stomach pain, could that be part of the microbiome?
Oh, yes. So your microbiome is your environment and your gastrointestinal tract. And God made a perfect balance of the different little probiotics that are in there, like over 100 of them. But when we take an antibiotic, it strips our gastrointestinal tract of the good guys. And then this bad guy, like I had, called Candida, it's a yeast, it overgrows. And that yeast, like I said, loves the sugar and the carbs. Okay. So if your listeners are craving sugar, refined carbohydrates, or alcoholic beverages, they could take a quiz that I developed called candyquiz.com, Candi quiz.com. And that can tell them if they might have this overgrowth. But what we have to do is, if you've taken antibiotics sometime in the past 5 years, it would be good to re-inoculate your gastrointestinal tract with the God-given probiotics that is in sauerkraut and probiotics that you can purchase from a health food store. And when you go to purchase those probiotics, get one that has 10 different strains of probiotics. And then when you finish it in a couple months, bring the same bottle back and look at the bottle and get a different bottle with six different strains. or maybe 8 different strains than the first one.
Interesting. Is that to keep your body guessing so it keeps working? You don't get immune to that?
No, it's because we have over 100 different probiotics.
Oh.
And if you keep taking the same 10, well, what about the other 90?
Oh,
I see. So like if I get on antibiotics, then I take probiotics for an entire year and I change the bottle each month.
That's so wise. Yeah.
Yes. So then I've gotten over 100 different probiotics in my gut. And then if you are experiencing digestive issues, bloating, a lot of times the bloating and the gas is due to lactose intolerance or dairy. So if you remove dairy from your diet for a week, see how that goes, and then try it back. And if you have the bloating and the flatulence again, well, you know, it's dairy and I can't eat dairy. So yes, it's a loss, but you can survive.
Yeah, well, you know, today we don't just get to eat anything that we want anymore because all the food has been so modified from its original creation, if you will, that, you know, we don't know if we're getting toxins, hormones, all the different, you know, so many friends of mine are gluten-free. They can't have the gluten. And that's you included, right?
Yes.
But the trade-off is, like you're saying, you feel better, you have more energy, you feel younger. Will reading your book, how does someone start this education that they need to do to maybe figure out what's going on with their bodies?
Well, if you feel as though you might have a gluten issue, I wrote the book, Solving the Gluten Puzzle, Discovering if You Have Gluten Sensitivity. And I also created another quiz, glutenintolerancequiz.com.
Okay.
And that will lead you to the symptoms to see if you might. And you're right, I'm gluten sensitive. So when I ate gluten, I got brain fog and lethargy. I had no motivation. I was negative. I was a downer, just not, you know, happy. And then slowly I realized this, and then I actually had a test for it. And yeah, I'm gluten sensitive. So that will guide you in that direction. But for the 12 ways to age gracefully, the first 2 chapters are all about diet and your microbiome. And it even has an area of how you can heal your gut.
So powerful. So these are really lifestyle changes, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
This isn't like spending a fortune on products. We have to spend all kinds of money. This is about making small tweaks or modifications, maybe some a little bit bigger than others, but that's in our power to do, right?
Oh, it is. It is. Just, you know, adding, you know, dental cleanings, get it, you know, 1 to 2 a year, you know, checking your cosmetic products, right? Buying a probiotic. Yes. In reference to processed foods versus non-processed, I try and make it simple in reference to diet. Look at your plate. Is the food on the plate, did it come out of a garden or off of a ranch? If it did, eat it. Okay. If it has been shredded and put into a shape and a different color and you don't know what type of food it was before, don't eat it.
Well, that's very good advice. I mean,
it's just like eat God's foods.
I mean, that's so basic, right? But how often do we just indulge in food and we don't really know where it is or where it came from? But so that makes you think, is food alive or is it dead? Right? Is that how you put it?
Yeah. So like, you know, spaghetti noodles or pasta, you know, or white flour that can sit on your shelf on the grocery shelf for months, on your shelf for months, and, you know, rodents won't even eat it. Yeah, I've thrown bread outside on the front porch and the ants won't even eat it because there's no nutritional value.
Wow. And they're sensing that. That's incredible. Well, as you talk about your book, there are other things that you might bring up in there. Like you did also mention exercise. And I know that's one that we can all think about. But how many of us are really moving our bodies in powerful ways that keep us, you know, somebody once said, if you rest, you rust. And boy, have we found that to be true at the 50 and beyond age. What about exercise?
Well, what I found the secret to exercise is do something you love. I love swimming and I live in Florida. So I have a pool. And from May 1st through October, sometimes I swim in my pool like twice a week. And I first start out with just 10 laps because I'm going to start out slow. And then I go to 11. And then I go on up to 15. And then slowly until probably by the end of July, after 3 months of doing this, I can get to 20 laps. So I want to go slow. I want to do something I love. Someone else may enjoy walking, you know, someone may enjoy tennis. Do what you love.
Keep your body moving, and that's good for all of you. I mean, it's good for your brain, it's good for your body, it's good for your psyche, you know, and our attitudes. But there's one last thing that when I think about staying youthful, maybe we don't connect these two, but a vibrant spiritual life, knowing our purpose in God, that keeps us
Oh,
youthful too, right?
yes, finding that divine purpose, you know. And for me, other than, you know, raising my children for that 25 years, my divine purpose I really found it in being a Christian author. And so find your divine purpose. People may go and, you know, work at a volunteer at a hospital, just delivering patients or doing, you know, whatever there. They might go to an assisted living facility, or they may go to a church and work with the youth or in the nursery with those babies. Find that divine purpose. When we're in our senior years, usually we have more time. And so God has given all of us a mission, all of us a purpose. Figure it out and fulfill it. And when you work on being healthy, you can fulfill it better.
Yes, that's so well said, and kind of a good place for us to bring this to a conclusion. But it's all entwined, isn't it? We are health. With our mind, our body, our soul, and our spirit, it's all connected. It's all interconnected. And so the beautiful thing about it is that we very often have control over almost all of those domains. At least we have a good amount of control. We can make those choices and we can take
Yes.
good care of our bodies.
Yes. And I think the last chapter in my book is about healthy habits and incorporating those healthy habits into your life, like you have with your morning 606, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the 606 rise method, that's exactly what we do. We move towards healthy habits that little bits over time incrementally bring us to the destiny that we want. And that's a good point, too, that we don't have to do everything overnight all at once. We can make those baby steps, right? Just start
Yes.
making those small tweaks, and you'll live, God willing, more vibrant, healthier, younger, and just that happiness, content, and satisfied. My guest today is Susan Neal. She's coming to you with her brand new book, 12 Ways to Age Gracefully, Look and Feel Younger. There it is. Look at the beautiful cover. And that's you on the cover.
Yeah, this is me at 57 and my mother-in-law at 87.
Oh my goodness. Well, she's the
Yes.
epitome of that. You look beautiful, both of you. Thank you for
Oh.
sharing that today. We do have your social media things that we'll put in the notes, but if someone's just listening to the audio, where can they find you?
At my website, susanuneal.com. That's the letter U, NEAL.com.
Wonderful. Final words to our women who are listening today.
Be sure and drink lots of water. Half your body weight in water is how many ounces of water we should drink per day. So drink up.
Drink up. Good counsel. Thank you so much for being with us once again. And hey, all of you who are listening and watching on YouTube, I'm going to leave you like I always do. Dawn Damon, your Braveheart mentor, is this your moment to find your brave and live your dreams?
Thanks for hanging out with me today and becoming brave. If this has helped you, be sure to share it with someone and subscribe so you never have to miss another episode. For more about me, my books, my coaching, or online courses, visit DawnDamon.com. And as always, be brave and live your vision.